Hello, hello. You are listening to WMUC-FM College Park. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl. I have had this show for over 2 years now, I believe. Well, I'll have to think about that and get back to you. But I've had this show for quite a few semesters now, and this is my final semester as an undergrad. I will likely be back for grad school, but we'll see. So anyways, I'm happy to be back after a decently long break, all things considered. And my show is about women in country music, and my definition of country music has certainly evolved over the course of making the show, but it's all country adjacent-ish. Genres are just a construct, I feel. So, yeah. But today's theme, I always typically try to do a theme, is sort of a recap of 2025. These are all songs that came out in 2025 for about a year now, maybe longer. I've been doing my own version of a monthly release radar, because I found that I hadn't really been keeping up with the newest releases, and that's, I feel like, sort of the job of a college radio DJ, and I found that there was a lot more interesting content than I would have thought coming out every month. So, yeah, I've been doing that, but I hadn't done sort of a whole year look at last year. And when I was making the monthly release radars, I realized there were some stuff that I missed on my different release radars that I wanted a reason to come back to. So there's some artists I haven't really played much on the show. There's some I've played a good amount. But I think it's all pretty cool. Of course, we have our PSA up first.
Care to Stop Violence is a campus resource housed in UMD's University Health Center. The CARE office provides free, confidential advocacy and therapy services for survivors of sexual assault, relationship violence, stalking, and sexual harassment. Survivors and their supporters can make an appointment with a trained advocate or call our 24/7 hot crisis line to speak to someone right away. Additionally, we work to empower the campus community to prevent power-based violence through educational presentations, events, and outreach activities. Learn more about our available services and programs by visiting health.umd.edu/care.
Right. Yes, a super helpful campus resource. But moving on to the music, the first song we will hear is The Way Love Goes by Wednesday. As of last night, I will be seeing Wednesday in June in Baltimore at Nevermore Hall, which I have never been to. So looking forward to that. But this is off their album out this year, Bleeds, potentially my favorite album of the year. And Wednesday is led by Carly Hartzman, and she wrote a long essay in Vulture about this song in particular, that she wrote about the end of her relationship with her long-term boyfriend MJ Lenderman, who was also an original member of Wednesday, who was on the recording for this song and then left the band before the tour. So sort of an interesting backstory there, but here it is, The Way Love Goes by Wednesday.
Knocking on that screen door, even though can see right through. Feel like I'm almost good enough to know you. I oversold myself on the night we entertaining as you might have thought I was then, and I'm scared to death. There's women less spoiled by your knowing. Newer and more.
That was A Mouse in the Fields of Our Benefits by Motocrossed, or Motocrossed. They are an alt country band from Charlotte, North Carolina. Wednesday is also a North Carolina band. There seems to be sort of an alt country movement around North Carolina right now. But Motocrossed is made up of 7 members, which I guess sort of explains the really full sound of instruments you hear on there. And I think it's their music. This album is really like weird and experimental, I think. And I think it's really quite awesome. I was looking through the Spinatron logs, and as far as I can tell, no one else at WMUC has tapped in yet, but, they're really cool, and yeah, I'm excited to see what they do next. They're a relatively unknown band as of now. And I didn't know what Motocross was. I played one of their other songs on my show a while ago, and I didn't know what Motocross was, but then over winter break, I watched Vice Principals with... what's his name? The guy that was on White Lotus, Walton Goggins. It's Walton Goggins in Vice Principals, and the other Vice Principal's daughter is really into motocross, so it's like dirt bike competition, which I guess is sort of a nod to their North Carolina roots. But up next, we will do Heathcliff by Snowcaps. Snowcaps is sort of an indie supergroup made up of Waxahachie and her sister Allison Crutchfield and MJ Lenderman and Brad Cook. Hi. And, I chose this song in particular because Heathcliff is one of the main characters in Emily Bronte's Wuthering Heights, and I'm very excited to see that movie soon. So that's what I was thinking about when I picked this one. I didn't know Snowcaps, spelled without a W, is a chocolate candy with like little white sprinkles on it. But when I was trying to look up the band, that was what came up when I searched Snowcaps. So, fun fact. But yeah, here it is.
Long-haired caddy. Call me the long-haired cat in your window. Wait for you to get back. I don't miss you. I don't think about us. Down, you take me down with you.
That was When a Good Man Cries by CMAT. That is an acronym for Ciara Mary Alice Thompson, who is an Irish singer. This is one of the albums I hadn't played at all last year, but I'd heard a lot of good things about it, so I wanted to find a time to listen to it. So the show was a good excuse for that. This album was called Euro Country. When asked about this song, she said, "This is me going in on myself because I made an ex-partner cry. He hadn't done anything wrong. There's this thing in third wave feminism, which is, I feel, now outdated, where women should be like men. Making a man cry is turning a trope on its head. And she says, the repeated Kyrie eleison, which is Latin for Lord have mercy, at the end is a reference to her favorite song of all time, The Donor by Judy Sill, in which she's begging God for another chance to become a good person. Thought that was interesting. Judy Sill is pretty interesting. I found the promo copy of her famous self-titled album when I was organizing in the record library over break. So that was cool. Up next, we have An Ice Age by Nico Case. If you have tuned in before, you might have heard some Nico Case on here before. She's one of my favorite artists of recent times. And, of course, this is off her album out last year called Neon Gray, Midnight Green. Claire Schaefer from Pitchfork said this is one of her finest tracks to date. She describes it as a cataclysmic encounter inside of a woman's restroom, a confrontation of generational trauma and the ways we become unexpected doppelgangers. Yeah, you can hear it for yourself and see what you think. I thought it was a pretty cool one. I don't know that I quite put it in those words, but I did think it was a pretty good song. So this is An Ice Age by Nico Case.
The ladies' room of my mind, we lay it out on the counter right next to the payphone. Your lipstick is perfect, shalala. So we get straight to it, shalala. You finally tell me what I've known all along, that I'm not natural. Was that you? But I'm not disturbed at random. I'm disturbed by time. They come in no matter who, no matter who. Tide so high, you don't notice that you're drinking the seawater until you see your mother. Oil is slick communion. in the ladies' room.
That was Everything Burns by Molly Tuttle. That is her fifth studio album called So Long, Little Miss Sunshine. She's a famous bluegrass guitarist, although she really kind of ventured away from that a bit on this album. I've seen these videos of her playing a double-headed acoustic guitar. I've never seen a double-headed acoustic guitar before, and that takes some serious skill, so she's pretty cool. Up next, we have Alison Krauss and Union Station playing The Wrong Way. They came together after almost 14 years apart to make another album. And that album was called Arcadia. This song was written by a former band member, Dan Tominski, who had been a vocalist and mandolin player and guitarist, but he had decided to not come back for this album and focus on his solo career. But he was still involved making this song. And Alison Krauss said, "Nobody wanted Dan to go, but we respect what he feels called to do." So, yeah. Here is The Wrong Way by Alison Krauss and Union Station. If you've tuned in recently, you are listening to WMUC College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl. We're doing songs from 2025.
Not from things I've done, but from things that I have not. And sometimes giving ain't giving up. I'll always remember the one that I forgot. Thank you.
stumbled to the sidewalk, lit the last of a half-broke cigarette, wondered why I left my home, came down here at all. I had no real connections, just some drugged-out, strung-out losers, and a handful of half-songs no one would ever hear. I couldn't see my future in the bottom of a bottle. I was living in my car, but honey, I was going nowhere. Oh, the loose change in my pockets and the patches on my jeans weren't by the way the blues that this world's afforded me. Sundown on the dark side of the party, I was lost in slipping low.
Losing Streak by Margot Price. She's pretty cool. I think she's kind of outlaw country. She's very outspoken about women's rights, and she's on the board of Farm Aid with Willie Nelson. They are close friends. She said, "Losing Streak tells the story of my early years coming up in Nashville. It is a coming-of-age story inspired by struggle, substances, and the search for the perfect song. It was co-written with my husband and songwriting partner, Jeremy Ivey." This is off her album out last year called Hard-Headed Woman. I think that's a pretty fun album title. Up next, we'll have Had To by Esther Rose. She said, "In Had To, I examined my relationship with alcohol and also my relationship with touring. A long time ago, I heard New Orleans legend Washboard Chaz say this: people are always offering musicians exposure, but you can die from too much exposure. Since writing this song, I have stopped drinking, but I have not stopped touring. So, here it is.
Sometimes it gets me up like a balloon. Sometimes I tie it tight just like a ribbon. When I rip it up at the Better Day Saloon. Drinking is a gift for every season.
Next thing I knew, I was always on holding my friends. We're fishing me out the bottom of a bottle. I'm missing you more every day. I can't keep the wanting you at bay. I keep looking for you in your brown eyes. In all the wrong places, just to cover all my bases. Checked every honky-tonk in town. I lost my nerve, so I searched for the bar.
Bottom of a Bottle by Julian Baker and Torres. They were independently successful singer-songwriters. You may know Julian Baker from her work in Boy Genius. But apparently this album, Send a Prayer My Way, had been taking shape since the two of them shared a stage for the first time back in 2016. And after the show, one of them turned to the other and said, you know, we should make a country album. And 9 years later, they did. So, yeah, we're almost at the end of time. So we have two more songs for today. We have Baby Blue by Willow Avalon, who was originally from Georgia and is now based in New York. And she says her musical journey began when her first word was Elvis. I really have to wonder how much her parents were talking about Elvis for that to be her first word. But she grew up playing piano in church and taught herself guitar when she was 12 and started using songwriting as a form of escapism, and now she plays, writes, and produces her music with a small group of collaborators with a very sort of Americana sound, and her unique styling has led her to share stages with Cage the Elephant, as well as Charles Wesley Godwin and other artists. This is her debut album out last year called Southern Belle Raisin Hell, and I think her voice is quite nice. So we'll have that, and then we will finish with Colorado by Tobacco City, who are a vocal duo of Chris Coleslaw and Lexi Goddard. I think Coleslaw is an awesome last name. And yeah, that'll be it for today. Thanks for tuning in. I will be back next week. I will post the theme ahead of time on my Instagram account for the show at StandByYourGirlWMUC. Once again, I'm Orla, and this show is called Stand By Your Girl. I play women in country music, and thanks for tuning in to WMUC 90.5. See you next time.
You're riding through the country on your baby blue bike, holding your heart 'cause I broke it last night. Didn't mean to bring you trouble, didn't mean to cause you pain. You just knew what you wanted and I couldn't say the same. Could I handle your heart?